USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. basketball player Brittany Griner learned her fate today in a Russian court.
Well, my parents taught me two important things. One, take ownership for your responsibilities. And two, to work hard for everything that you have. That's why I pled guilty to my charges. I understand everything that's being said against me, the charges that are against me, and that is why I pled guilty. But I had no intent to break any Russian laws.
A Russian prosecutor said on Thursday Brittany Griner was guilty of the drug charges against her. The court is seeking 9.5 years in a Russian prison. The Chinese military launched the live fire drills around the island of Taiwan after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi angered Beijing by visiting our ally. It brings into clear perspective who the Chinese really are and their intentions. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Firefighters continue working on California's deadliest and most destructive fire of the year and expected that the blaze would remain stalled through the weekend. The McKinney Fire near the Oregon border was 10% contained as of Wednesday night, and bulldozers and hand crews were making progress. President Biden continues to take away from the nation's strategic oil reserves as gas prices drop just a little bit.
Prices at the pump are down again today. AAA lists the national average price for a gallon of regular gas at $4.16. That's a drop of 2 cents from yesterday and 14 from just a week ago. Drivers in California are seeing prices go down too, but the state's average price of $5.56 is still the highest in the U.S. Prices in Texas fell 3 cents, with the nation's lowest average price now at $3.66. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Pennsylvania senatorial candidate Dr. Oz on Fox News is talking about his Democrat counterpart, John Fetterman, in November's election.
Well, Fetterman's a fraud. I'm actually in Pittsburgh now, which is close to where he's currently living, although he's not from here originally, and they know it. And they tell me all the time how much they dislike him. He was supported by his parents until he was elected as lieutenant governor 4 years ago. He lived on handouts without paying his taxes correctly, by the way. And yet he's raising taxes right now, advocating for that on the working class, after pushing for a reckless spending programs and, you know, creating all this inflation. And he's a rubber stamp for Joe Biden.
As the United States takes out al-Qaeda's top leader this week in Kabul, Afghanistan, one fact became clear. The disastrous departure from Afghanistan by the Biden administration has made Afghanistan unsafe for its people and the United States. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, the Republican from Oklahoma, on Newsmax.
We knew for a fact, all of us that have been to Afghanistan knew for a fact that al-Qaeda was simply going to backfill. I don't care what the administration was saying, I don't care what Secretary Blinken was saying, what Secretary Austin was saying, or what Joe Biden was saying, they got a good relationship with the Taliban that said they're not going to allow them to come in. I don't care what the circumstances are. They're terrorist organizations, and they're permissible to not tell the truth. They're going to go out there and say whatever they want to appease whoever, whatever audience they're talking about.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.